A lot happened on the football front this past weekend. It all began last Friday in Rabat, Morocco, where our very own Masanda Wana fell 2-1 to Wydad Casablanca in the first leg of the CAF Champions League. Kaizer Chiefs, who are winless in their last five ABSA Premiership matches, lost 1-0 to Bloom Celtic at Peter Mokaba Stadium. This was Celtic's first victory over the Glamour Boys since September 2009. And on this episode of the Fan Reaction Show, we hear from Sundowns fans who are hopeful their team will overturn the 2-1 loss versus Wydad Casablanca when they play in Pretoria on Saturday this coming week. Chiefs fans also share their voice on the team's previous fixture versus Bloemfontein Celtic. My name is Shane Matsoyane, and I am your new host, taking over the reins from the big man himself, Nkululeko Ngeu. Enjoy the episode.
Soccer Laduma Radio.
First up on the show, we have some Kaizer Chiefs fans who are unhappy with the team's poor run of form in league games, despite making some great strides in the Nedbank Cup competition this season, with some Amakhosi fans even calling for some of the old senior players to be dropped while blooding in some new youngsters.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Chiefs angazi ukuthi ifuna andiyazi ukuthi ifuna ndoni, because number 7 since when Sundowns was playing in the cup stages, Chiefs is a park land. Chiefs it's iyafana nelitye, it's very loyal. Because Chiefs it's very loyal. Sesingasayazi leliphi esisangoma savo sincede Chiefs. Asiyazi ukuthi noma umlumisi unkabinde kwesibaya umehle mamba asilazile isiphesi sangoma esifema asinothi sincede Chiefs, because ingu number 7 since when I don't know. And bajonge ku billiard bonge billiard akekho Chiefs lose ndawo kakhona really yabonakala. Enes Midend of Maswano, his pride, he don't need the boy I releaseleyo next year. That boy can make the Kaizer Chiefs stick instead of here now idolizer ukama billiard him ujongile tela at George.
I just think Kaizer Chiefs, they need to go to the drawing board from the management side, check the ambitions of the team, because I think there is something wrong there in the management level, because the body language of the players says it all. And also the tactics the coach is using, it's killing a lot of players, because if you check their starting lineup, they put a lot of defense-minded players, but when they attack, they only depend on individual brilliance of such players, and which cannot work in PSL football. You know, PSL football, it's very simple. You need to understand it. You need to learn it.
I am Sello Rapez. I am a Kaizer Chiefs fan. It's very disappointing, irritating, annoying to see those kind of performance from players. I can't blame the coach. I believe that every player in the team, especially a big team like Kaizer Chiefs, every player chosen must take responsibility and play. So I can't blame coach for making 6 changes. Someone like Philani Zulu couldn't make a simple trap and a pass. How many balls did we lose on his side where he couldn't trap the ball? Just to trap the ball only. Katsando was playing. They were passing opponent. Like, simple things. Before we can go to coach, players themselves are not dedicated. They are just playing because they are being paid. Kaizer Chiefs players are being spoiled. They are playing and then I blame Bobby. He's letting go of players who use their brains when they are in the field, and he's keeping people who are not even thinking before they can pass the ball.
Some really good points you made there, guys. Thank you to Silo, who made some really interesting points there about his team. Unfortunately, we couldn't play some of your voice notes because we couldn't hear some of you clearly. Please make sure you turn off your TV or your radio before recording a voice note.
Good morning, Mzansi. XA Day is getting closer. Caller, what's your XA shout-out?
my extra shout out goes to all my girls from Emakaya, Emakasi, and to the city.
Ooh.
It's time, girls.
Nakanjani, next caller.
It's time to vote, South Africa. 8 May 2019 is Exede. Voting stations open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. To vote, bring your smart ID, green barcoded ID, or valid temporary ID, and make sure that the IC has your address. Go and make your Exede heard by voting on the 8th of May 2019. Dial 0800 11 8000 or visit elections.org.za. Your X is your say.
Now we move on to some Masanda Wana diehards who are saying Aine Pula ya Medupi ahead of their second leg clash versus Wydad Casablanca in Atlasville this coming Saturday.
As a Paris supporter, I think the 2-1 score line is a very good score line for Sundowns, because now Sundowns need to score one goal and proceed to the semi-finals via the away goal rule. But knowing Sundowns how they played against Al Ahly, I think Sundowns will win the second leg, maybe 2-0. So Sundowns will go through. Big up to Sundowns and big up to Pizzo. As a black coach, I support Pizzo 100%. Well done to Sundowns.
Absolutely. Sundowns can turn these results around during the second leg semi-final in Pretoria. It's possible. Anything in football is possible. I believe Sundowns will turn around these results. 2-1 is not a bad score for a quality side of Sundowns. Pizzo Mosimane will work very hard to make everything possible. In Pretoria, I'm expecting fireworks. Hopefully that Sundowns fans will come in numbers just to give that the 20th man support for the team. That's all will go down in Pretoria. Is it Tumeleng Koluleko?
Looking dangerous. Great run here from Santi Kempberg. Oh, off the crossbar. They're asking the question, did that go over the line?
Is it a goal?
Does it know?
The referee's not sure. It's a goal.
No, it wasn't even close. Goodness, that could be huge.
And we also have one fan who was utterly disappointed with the officiating in the 1-1 draw between SuperSport United and Bid Verzverz played at Mbombela Stadium in Nelspruit. Referee Mduduzi Twala made a shocking decision when he red-carded Dean Furman, who was elbowed by a Verz player Hashim Domingo. And as if that wasn't harsh enough, ref and his linesman Abel Maputa made a shocking decision by disallowing a SuperSport United goal, which television replays showing it has crossed the line.
Southern football is in dire straits. Referees week in, week out are committing mistakes that are costing teams valuable points. Look at the game of Wits. Wits were supposed to have won the game. They lost because of the referee. SuperSport had a player sent off because of a referee that missed an elbow into a SuperSport player. Week in, week out, these things are happening. Referees are not accountable to anyone, but coaches, players, and everyone else get sanctioned for misbehavior or whatever coaches do on the field if they talk back at the referees and all those kind of things.
And thank you ever so much for listening. Remember, every weekend we send out requests for your input or reaction via WhatsApp. Check us out on our Facebook page and remember to follow us on all our social media platforms. From me, Shane Matsoyane, and my producer, it is goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.